Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to you from the CPR depot in Calgary from the train platform where we're awaiting the arrival of another regiment of Calgary men, the Calgary Regiment Tanks. And we just heard the train, or we believe it's the special troop train bearing the men in the distance, and in just a moment I imagine it'll roll into the station. Don, in the meantime, suppose we tell the listening audience a little something about the historical data of the tanks.
I think that's a very good idea, Bob. The Calgary Regiment was organized in Mawata Barracks in Calgary on the 16th of February, 1941. It was made up of 400 members of the reserve unit and 120 infantry reinforcements training at Curry Barracks. On the 17th of March, 1941, the unit left Calgary for Camp Borden under the command of Lieutenant Colonel G.R. Bradbrook, M.C. They arrived at Camp Borden on the 21st of March, 41, and which were they had concentrated basic and advanced training. Three advanced wings were formed with the regiment, D&M, which is driving and maintenance, gunnery and wireless. The only tanks available were 1918 American tanks and one Valentine. Driving, drill, map reading, range practice on the RYPA, and 11 wireless sets were kept everyone busy. Now here the train is just pulling in. We want you to hear the sound effects. The band is starting to play, and the whistle's beginning to blow.
Yes, the train is now pulling into the station. I'm sure that you can hear it as our microphone picks it up. And the band is also striking up. Now we'll move our microphone over so that you can pick up the music of the band as the train rolls into the station. And the band which has just passed by is the Depot Band from Calgary, formerly the A-16 Curry Band. The band now participates in all arrivals of the returned men here at the CPR Depot in Calgary. And I believe you can hear the cheering of the crowd as the train slowly rolls to a stop. The men are already standing out on the steps, ready to hop off onto the platform. And a very, very happy-looking bunch of fellows they are, too. Waving to people that they recognize as they stand in the doorway to the train, and now it's almost at a stop. And the band, having marched to the west end of the platform, has turned about and is now marching back toward our microphone once again. Command has been given to D-Train. The train has come to a halt, and the men are piling out onto the platform. Did you ever see a happier-looking bunch of fellows, Don?
I should say not, Bob. You know, there's nothing more invigorating, ladies and gentlemen, to see the happy faces of these lads as they start to get off the train. To them, it's the final point after many, many years of hard work. Now, here they are home again. It does something to you. If Bob and I have trouble talking now and again, it's because we're just human, folks. And the happy looks on all these people's faces, the smiles, and the way they're jumping around and shaking hands, why, it's most invigorating.
Well, that's as good an excuse as any. Thank you, Don.
Bob, that piece that the band is playing is the March Bass of the Calgary Tank Regiment.
I'm sure you can still hear the band. They're just a few yards away from us here on the train platform. Most of the men are now out of the train. And right in front of us, a very touching scene takes place. Very charming looking young lady dashed up and threw her arms about one of these soldiers.
She's not going to let him get away either, Bob.
He has lots of lipstick to prove what I just said, too, Don. And now he has greeted his mother. And scenes such as that are occurring all about us here. Although most people were chased off the platform before the arrival of the train, some of them managed to remain behind here, and they're greeting their loved ones now as they hop off the train. Now, in just a few moments, we hope to be able to bring some of these men to our microphone.
Please hold into the center. morning. I really pulled a good one, didn't I?
Ladies and gentlemen, things are being considerably speeded up over what they were last Saturday. We greeted the arrival of the other two Calgary regiments at that time. The PA man has been asking the men to form up here on the platform, and the idea is to get them out to their relatives and friends just as quickly as possible. And now, Don, I think we can maybe get a word from some of these men.
Yes, sir. What was your name, please?
Lloyd Allen.
Bowles.
You're coming known as 8 Allen. Isn't that right?
Well, my mother wouldn't want to hear that.
Oh, I see. Well, where are you from,
Olds?
Right now? Olds, eh? Would you like to say hello to your friends up in Olds?
I most certainly would, and I'm sure glad to be back.
I'll bet you are. How's it feel to, after several years overseas, to land in Calgary?
Well, I haven't had a chance to feel it yet.
Well,
if you're home tonight, Sergeant? Or tomorrow?
I'm not quite sure.
Well,
probably
pretty
tomorrow.
Soon anyway, eh?
I'll be home tomorrow, Pat.
You, you've spent some time in Calgary, have you, before you went overseas?
About 1 week.
1 week, eh? Well, I hope it looks the same to you when you get out in the Army. I see you trained here for a week. Is that the idea? Well, thanks very much. And what's your name?
Pete Reimer.
Pete Reimer. And how are you today, Pete?
Oh, just right on top.
I guess you're pretty glad to be back home, eh?
Well, it sure feels.
Do you come from Calgary?
No, I'm from Coaldale.
From Coaldale,
yeah.
Alberta. Mm-hmm. And when will you get home, do you know?
Well, I don't know. It all depends on the trains now, I guess.
I see. Probably sometime tomorrow.
I'll be home tomorrow for sure.
Say hello to the folks up there in Coaldale.
Yeah. Hello, folks, and I'll be seeing you around tomorrow.
Well, I bet they're
sure,
glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Pete. And now let's get another of the men. What's your name?
Charlie Blaney.
And how are you, Charlie?
Just fine, thanks.
It's a nice day for the arrival, isn't it?
Lovely day.
How does it feel to be back in Calgary?
Oh.
Beyond description,
it is, yes.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way. Is Calgary your hometown?
Stettler.
Stettler, eh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stettler was in the B squadron. It was at Dieppe. You're at Dieppe, too, are you?
Yes.
Well, that's fine. Well, say hello to your friends in Stettler.
Hello, Mother and Dad. And everybody else in Stettler. Seeing you all soon.
Thanks very much,
thanks
indeed.
Thanks very, very much. Now, here's your name right here.
Yes. Will you tell us your name?
Art Smith from Leduc.
Art Smith from Leduc.
Yes.
You expect to be home today or tomorrow, Art?
I don't think I'll make it today. I'm getting into Edmonton rather late, but I should be out tomorrow.
That's good. How would you like to say hello to your folks at home?
Hello, everybody at Leduc. Be out there tomorrow for sure.
Thanks very much.
And Vernon Hawthorne from Hythe, Alberta.
And you'll be getting home tomorrow, too, I guess, eh?
Tuesday.
Yep. Oh, I see.
Go to Edmonton tonight and go out tomorrow afternoon.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with Calgary?
No, not
you're
a
not.
Bit.
You haven't spent any time in the city, eh?
Oh, I see.
Well, how does it feel, anyway, to be back so close to home?
Well, I'll bet it does, eh?
Yes, well, thanks very much.
Let us wander over to where the mayor is going to speak, Bob. I think they're getting ready for his welcome home address.
And right, you are, Don.
And we'll carry that in a few minutes.
And we'll just watch our microphone cable now.
I'll look after cable, Bob.
Here comes Tony now. Yes, things have been considerably speeded up over what they were last Saturday. The mayor is about to speak in a few moments.
Bob, I see Lieutenant Colonel Tony Richardson coming down. I'm going to try and get him to speak a few words, if you'll just...
Do that, will you, Don? Incidentally, we are very lucky once again and having a very nice day for the arrival. Sky is clear of all clouds, and the weather is just very reasonable indeed.
Take your dressing on the right, please.
The command for the parade to form up has been given by the man on the PA system.
Bob, here we have Lieutenant Colonel Stone Richardson from Red Deer before he left. Well, I think he's been all over the province, and he probably has quite a little story to tell. Colonel Richardson.
Hello, everybody. We're just arrived in Calgary. Wonderful crowd out to see us home, and the boys are all in top spirits. The boys from out of town will be back, most of them out tonight, and we are really happy to be home. We've had a good show. We're all coming back really in great shape. I'd like to say hello especially to Alf Ibbotson, who's sick in the hospital, unable to be here today. To all the friends of the Calgarys, we'll be seeing you all shortly. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now we'll wander a little further, Bob. The mayor's getting ready to speak.
Well, the main thing is to keep our cable from under the feet of the spectators here.
We had a young officer just come up now, and he said that there was two of the other lads that would like to say hello, Bob, and he's going down to see if we can get a hold of them.
Oh, that's fine.
And meantime, we can get a little closer to the mayor.
Chuck Merrifield.
Calgary.
And here comes one of these lads. Chuck Merrifield,
yeah,
was it, Don?
Chuck Merrifield.
How are you, Lieutenant?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thanks.
And how's it feel to be back home again?
Well,
I'll nice. Bet it is, eh?
Yeah, you bet.
Is Calgary your hometown?
Yes, I
it is,
Calgary,
eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dandy. In just a few moments, then, I imagine you'll see all your friends and relatives outside the station.
Pretty soon now, I guess.
Yeah. I'd like to say hello to any of your friends over there, Lieutenant Merrifield.
Well, I'd like to say hello to the folks, though. I don't suppose they're listening in right now.
I imagine they're right down here. You bet. However, I imagine some of your friends are listening in and will hear this broadcast.
Yes, well, hello to all my friends in Calgary.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Merrifield. Now we'll move a little further. I see we have the mayor here pretty handy. Now the mayor will be introduced by Lieutenant Rogers, the OC of the Calgary Tanks 2nd Reserve Battalion here. Now here we have Lieutenant Colonel Joe coming forward. He's been down east to meet the troops, and I see that the PA system has been taken over by Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Richardson, who is going to say a few words to the troops, too, I imagine, before we pull out of here. We'll move over so you can hear what he has to say. I see a photographer here, Bill, going to take a picture of all these handsome OCs. I imagine he's already taken the pictures of the men. They're moving down now to their positions that they must be in so that they can move rapidly out of the station. They'll move immediately from the station right out onto Center Street up to 8th Avenue.
Now they will parade to the armories, is that correct, Don, where they'll
That's
break
right.
off?
They will, and, yes. Turn west to Center Street, immediately west to 8th to the armories, right straight down 8th Avenue. The shooting base will be at Eaton's, as it always has been so far.
And hurry it up, hurry it up.
I see them bring another officer over here to say hello to his friends here. This is, who is this?
Jack Jurid.
Captain Jurid, eh?
Yes,
sir. Are you from Calgary land?
No, Vancouver.
Vancouver. You say hello to the people of Alberta. I'm so glad to see the boys home today.
Well, I'm plenty glad to be home, and I hope all the people in Calgary are just as happy as the regiment is. That's all I can say.
I assure you they are. Thanks very much.
Some of these boys seem to be slightly reluctant to come to the microphone. They seem to be more frightened that than they are the enemy, I think, Bob.
That's a fact, Don.
Because from the reputation this regiment has and the job they've done overseas, we know that they're not very afraid of very many things.
They have taken part in a great many major actions, haven't they?
They have. The record this battalion has that they have fought in more actions and more days in actual fighting than any other tank unit in the Canadian and British armies.
Well, that is certainly something of which we can be proud and of which the men themselves can be proud. And all the men are formed up here on the platform, facing the square in which His Worship Mayor Davison will address them. In just a moment, I believe we'll have that address. In the meantime, Don...
I'm bringing Major Baker from Edmonton.
In the meantime, I believe we have another man coming up here. We have a runner out galloping back and forth across the train platform, bringing these men up to our microphone. Yes, here he comes with another one.
He's going to bring us Major Baker from Edmonton.
And here is
Don Baker.
Major Don Baker of Edmonton. And how are you, Don?
Fine, thanks.
How's it feel to be back home?
Yeah, great.
I'll bet it does. How long have you been overseas?
3.5 years, huh?
Well, that's a long stretch, isn't it, to be away?
Kind of does my heart good, Don, to hear an Edmonton man say home in Calgary.
Yeah, well, it's home as far as the register, sir.
That's right. Would you like to say hello to the friends? We're going to broadcast this tonight, Don, and say hello to them.
Well, I don't know. They'll pretty well all be here from the people here, anyway.
They will, eh?
Yeah. Hello, folks, anyway. It's great to be back.
Right.
Thank you very much,
indeed.
Major Jack Hunter from
Major Jack Hunter.
Oh, Mayor in Saskatchewan.
From Saskatchewan, eh?
Yes, Saskatchewan.
We're broadcasting this. Would you like to say hello to the people of this district?
Yes, hello to everybody in Mirone. We'll be down there tomorrow to see you all.
How's it feel to be back home in Canada again?
Really great.
It's all right, eh?
Sure.
Thanks very much.
And now, who are we here now?
George Thrain. Captain George Thrain.
George Thrain. Where are you from? You Calgary man?
I'm from Cornish and Arrowwood, Alberta.
Oh, yes, Arrowwood,
eh? Huh? You'll be getting home tomorrow?
Oh, either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Either tonight or tomorrow morning. Yes. Would you like to say hello to the folks out there?
I'd like to say hello to everybody in Coronation especially, and all those and my old friends around Arrowwood. Glad to be home.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you home, too.
Boys are quite excited. They seem to be hard to find their tongues. They're so excited and have so many things to do getting their men lined up and ready to march off that they're busy. We're just able to grab them for a few seconds before they have to get back to their companies. There really is a thrive industry down here today, isn't there, Bob?
Certainly true, Don. The men are rather impatient to get out of the station. As a matter of fact, right now, you can't blame them. They want to see their friends. What year did this unit go overseas? Do you know that, Don?
1941. Now we're all ready to...
Parade! Attention! Stand up!
Lieutenant Colonel Richardson, officers, NCOs, and men of the Calgary Regiment. It gives me great pleasure and is a privilege to introduce His Worship the Mayor, Captain Andy Davidson.
Lieutenant Colonel Richardson and gentlemen, it is a great honor indeed to be permitted on this beautiful Sunday afternoon to welcome you back to Calgary and to Alberta on behalf of your legion of friends and admirers. Realizing that you are all eager to be reunited with your families as quickly as possible, in line with all our homecoming celebrations, we propose to make this ceremony brief and to the point. But despite this brevity, our welcome is nonetheless heartfelt and sincere. From Dieppe to Sicily, to Italy, and finally to Northwest Europe, your unit has established a record and a reputation second to none in the Canadian Corps, perpetuating as you do the fighting 50th of World War I, you've emulated the deeds of that famous regiment in a most glorious fashion. Your regimental badge is the crest of the city of Calgary, with its motto of Onward. We are proud of this relationship. We thank you most sincerely for the contributions you have made in the cause of liberty and justice. We trust on your return to civilian life, you will be able to reestablish yourselves on a basis commensurate with the sacrifices you have made. And it is our responsibility to see that this becomes an actual fact. Thanks again for the services you have so unselfishly rendered, and the best of everything for the future to you and yours.
You have been listening to me here, Andrew Davidson, giving a speech of welcome to the troops
Calgary,
of the city of Calgary.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mrs. R.R. Taylor, the president of the Women's Auxiliary of the Regiment. Mrs. Taylor.
Thank you. On behalf of the Ladies Auxiliary, I extend to you a hearty welcome home. We are very proud of our unit, and it has been a pleasure working for you during the past 4 years. I feel honored having been asked to speak to you at this time, and I'm looking forward to meeting you all personally. Thank you.
Here, here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the men are formed up, and in just a moment, we'll be marching out of the CPR station. We have three bands here, I understand, today, Bob, that are going to lead these men. The depot band will lead the unit.
Calgary, take some up to the left and cut them out. Left, charge!
The reserve band will lead the veterans already home. And I understand, although I can't see it from where we're standing, that the Army Service Corps Trumpet Band will lead the miscellaneous personnel who are returning with the unit. We're now ready to move off. The men are standing smartly at attention and waiting for the command to move away. The parade will be in charge of Brigadier S.R. Bradbrook, M.C., and Lieutenant Colonel C.A. Richardson, D.S.O., the officer commanding, as the regiment returns to Calgary. And now the depot band has struck up, is marching out of the station, followed by the men. The veterans will be led by the Army Service Corps Band. Now, as you can hear the band going into the distance, the men are marching out onto Center Street. They will march up to 8th Avenue and thence up 8th Avenue to the armories. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, we transfer controls to the Red Cross Reception Center on 8th Avenue West in Calgary.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're speaking to you now from the platform of an Army truck parked on the south side of 8th Avenue, right across from the saluting base, which is in its usual position, the same position as last Saturday, right in front of the Teton Company store. The store is decorated with the flags of Great Britain, the United States, China, France, Soviet Russia, and, of course, Canada. And it's a very impressive sight, to be sure. We've just noticed the parade just rounding the corner of Center Street and 8th Avenue. They'll be here in a short while, and of course the crowd is beginning to show quite a lot of excitement. There's a good crowd here this afternoon, really a dandy crowd, and everybody is a little impatient. It's a little chilly, and yet it's a beautiful, bright day for a December day. confetti's starting to come down from the tops of some of the buildings already, and the boys should get a real welcome home. The crowd is being kept in order around the saluting base this afternoon by the tank reserve, the cadets, who are doing a good job keeping them all in order. However, on the other side of the street, it's a different thing. There are lots of excitement here while we were waiting for the parade to get along. We had dog fights and everybody having a great time in general. Now the parade's coming closer. They're being led by two motorcycle escort and led by the band of the A-16 District Depot. I have with me here this afternoon Major Pat Higg, who as an instructor in gunnery, one head of one of the four teams in the 1st Canadian Army, who had quite a bit to do with the Calgary tanks, both in Italy and France. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Alan.
And I believe you mentioned in my conversation with you yesterday that you had the opportunity to spend Christmas with them last year. Is that right?
Well, Alan, I was there a few days before Christmas. I found them way up north of Borgo San Lorenzo in the mountains. Little did I think that I'd be watching them march down 8th Avenue today, and I don't think that they thought at that time that they'd be as happy as they were so many Christmases ago before they'd left for overseas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you're glad to be back here to welcome them home too, aren't you?
I sure am. There's no regiment I admire more than the Calgary Regiment Tank. They've got a wonderful name.
Well, looking down 8th Avenue as we are now, the band is just about half a block away from us now. They're leading the parade, of course, and it looks just like a virtual snowstorm. You can hardly see the other end of the avenue for all the confetti, paper of every kind of description that's coming down. It's even drifting down here now. We're going to look like we've been to a wedding. Here comes the band now of the A-16 Depot, District Depot, who are leading the parade this afternoon. First troops just passing us now. Pat, can you give us an idea who they are?
Yes, there will be Brigadier Brad Brookett in the front with Colonel Richardson, Colonel of the regiment, and then A Squadron right behind, led by the squadron leader. Now we have the next squadron coming up. They're looking very smart. They're dressed in battle dress with web belts, white, black berets, all at the right angle. They're boots are shining. They must have been putting in a lot of time. I've never seen anybody march better than these boys are marching right now.
Oh, they really are. It's really a grand sight to see. Looking remarkably fit. Salute is being taken this afternoon by Brigadier FMW Harvey, VCMC, supported by Honorary Lieutenant Colonel John Burns, and there's also Mayor Davison and Mayor-elect J.C. Watson. And as on last Saturday, it's too much for some of the folk to wait until they get up to the armories. Already there are some of the families right in there marching right along with the boys. They can't help it, and we can't blame them either. Now the second section of the parade is just on the way now. It is being led, I believe, by the Calgary Regiment Band, charge of Colonel John Bake, DSO. The band will be here in just a moment, a little closer, so that we can let you have a listen to what they sound like, too. Thank you.
Pat, that these are the veterans who have returned home prior to the contingent who just arrived today. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Alan. These are the boys that were wounded at Dieppe or wounded in other theaters of war with the regiment originally and have returned earlier. And here they are marching behind the contingent brought back by Colonel Richardson. But they look fine. They've got all their ribbons up. Officers and NCOs, fine looking sight.
And that was the bugle band, which brings up the third portion of our parade this afternoon. It is being followed by a big army bus, which I believe is carrying some of the wounded veterans from the hospital of the 14th Army Tank Regiment, who were unable to march but who wanted to be in the parade. They're looking very happy indeed to be able to ride along with all the rest. And now, the street is just one milling mass of people. They're all doing their darndest to try and keep up with the parade. And a thing that I happened to notice, Pat, I suppose you did too, and that is that those veterans who were marching in the parade, even though they were in civvy suits, they had that same old swing, that same old stride, didn't they?
Yes, Alan. It's funny when it's been sort of drilled into you like those boys have had it. You don't forget it in a few weeks. And once you get behind a band and march with the boys again, well, you just automatically get the arms up and the chin up and looking straight ahead.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The parade as it was seen from the top of the army truck here, right across from the saluting base on 8th Avenue. Calgary really turned out and gave the boys a grand welcome home. The streets just littered with confetti, paper torn up of every description, and I'm sure that they're going to have a grand rendezvous when they get up to the armories and meet all their friends who they haven't, and their relatives who they haven't seen for many years and for naturally many months. That's about all there is to report from here for this afternoon, so we return you now to the studios.